This is the Janet Murray Show, episode 297.
You're listening to the Janet Murray Show. Tune in every week for practical marketing advice that will help you make more money in your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. This episode is part of a week-long sales challenge that I'm running to help you bring more money into your business. There's three main ways that you can use the content. So number one, you can take part in the challenge with me live. It's happening from September the 10th to 15th, 2018. And if you sign up for the challenge at janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge, then you'll get a daily email in your inbox with an activity to do that's designed to help you start bringing more money into your business this week. We'll also have a dedicated Facebook group where you can hang out with others who are taking part in the challenge. And there's going to be all sorts of other exciting things like prizes and leaderboards. And I'm really going to try and incentivize you to start taking action and bringing more money into your business this week. If you're listening in the future, then you still can take part in the challenge. So if you go to that same URL, so janetmurray.co.uk/sales challenge, you can still take part. But if it's not during the live period, then you'll just get the emails delivered to your inbox every day and you can work through it at your own pace. And depending on when you join the challenge, it may be that the Facebook group is still open. It may be that it's not. So it just depends how far in the future you're listening. Number three, if you choose to, you can just decide to take each of these podcast episodes as a standalone piece of content. I'll just give you a list of what's going to be covered over the next five episodes. So episode 295, how to prospect your leads. Episode 296, how to generate sales in your business fast. Episode 297, how to sell your products or services on social media. Episode 298, how to turn browsers into buyers. Episode 299, how to sell every day without being a pain in the ass. Now, before we get into the content, I just want to give you a quick bit of background as to why I decided to run this challenge. If you're a regular listener to the show or you follow my work, you may be thinking, well, Janet, you're a marketing and PR specialist, so why would you be running a sales challenge? Well, for me, your marketing activities should be totally tied to your sales targets and goals. And what I see in my own clients, but also in the wider community, often what I'm seeing is that people are working on marketing activities that are actually more about attracting cold leads. So cold leads might take 6 months, 9 months, 12 months for you to convert. So I'm seeing a lot of people out there who are doing things like email marketing, which is great, you do need to do it, but they're doing social media, they're posting on Facebook, they're posting on Instagram and Instagram stories, and that's all very well. And it's really great to be building up an audience, but only if you already have enough clients and customers in your business. So what I'm seeing out there is people are spending an awful lot of time on marketing activities that are really aimed to be generating a flow of leads for your business that might convert in 6-9 months time. And what I'm concerned about is that I'm seeing in my own clients, but also in the wider community, that people aren't actually doing the activities that are going to help you bring customers and clients into your business right now. And I think it's really important that you're doing all the other stuff, the email list building, the social media audience building. It's really, really important. But if you're doing that and you're not actually doing the stuff that's going to help you get clients and customers today, then you may not have a business in 6 or 9 months. That is the reality of it. So one of the things that I'm going to be introducing in my membership community, the Love Marketing community, I'm actually going to be recommending that all new members take this sales challenge so that they understand how to get customers and clients now, so that they've got that kind of reassurance, they've got that kind of peace of mind that means that then they can then start working on the longer term stuff like email list building and social media marketing, the things that are going to convert for them in 6 to 9 months time. But my concern is that if you're focusing so much on those longer term strategies, and I'll talk to you more in this series about why it can be tempting to fall into doing that, then you end up with no customers and clients at all. You're not actually doing the stuff that will bring clients and customers in and that are going to pay you money like this week or this month. So that's really what this challenge is all about. And I feel if you understand how to get customers and clients now, and you can get that peace of mind, you can get that reassurance, and that frees you up to go out and start building your funnel that's going to bring you in customers and clients for years to come. If you're taking part in my sales challenge, then this is day 3 of the challenge, and you should already have an email in your inbox with today's activity. If you're treating this as a piece of standalone content, then this one is all about how to sell your products and services on social media. If you haven't already, I'd urge you to go back and listen to episodes 295 and 296, because that really explains about how to prospect your leads, so how to sort your leads into hot, warm, and cold, and how to then get the right marketing activities to suit your leads. If you need to bring sales into your business fast, if you need new customers and clients fast, you should always focus on your hottest leads. And I've spoken in those other episodes about the kind of activities that tend to work best for your hottest leads. And it does tend to be the personal reach out. So email, messages on Facebook, Instagram, any kind of personal message, letters, phone calls, leaflets. So definitely much more high touch sales strategies. But what I want to focus on in this episode is something people ask me about all the time, is how do I sell on social media? So the first thing I want to do is to give you a bit of tough love. You can't rely on social media generally to make sales, or certainly not as a consistent thing. So social media is a great way to remind people about your products or services, and it might make you the odd sale. But if you're serious about selling your products and services, you do need to be building your email list. However, that said, social media is a really great place to start conversations about your products or services, and conversations can obviously lead to sales. So depending on your level of experience and how brave you're feeling, I think there's three main types of social selling conversation that you should be starting on your social media platforms regularly. But if you find yourself in a spot where you need to bring new customers and clients into your business, and you need to do it quickly, then you can certainly up the ante on these social selling conversations. So I'm going to go through these three types of social selling conversation, and then I'm going to encourage you to actually do one of those today. Okay, so the first one, level one. So this is simply creating a social media post that invites people to give their opinions about your product or service. So it could be something as simple as, what color should I make this scarf in? Or which logo do you prefer? A couple of tips on that. Make sure that you're really specific. If you just ask people, if you post a picture of your handbag and say, do you like this handbag in green? You probably won't get many replies. If you say, let me know whether you prefer red or green, or let me know if you want me to make this in black, orange, yellow, and indigo, and you give people actually quite specific choices. Or you can ask yes or no questions. But if you want people to really interact with you on social media, you need to make it really, really easy for them. You need to make the question really specific. It's a no-brainer for them to respond. But just actually getting people involved in conversations about your product and services is a great thing to do, because people feel invested. So just to give you an example, I bring out an A4 media diary every year. It's called the Media Diary. It's an A4 desk diary that you can use to map out your content for the coming year. So it's got awareness days and key dates that you can use, and lots of ideas for creating content. So what I do every year in the run-up to launching the diary is the first thing I do is I start to bring out cover ideas, and I say, do you prefer cover 1, 2, 3, or 4? Last year, actually, some people said, I love them all. Can you offer a choice? And that's exactly what we ended up doing. But when you start a conversation about your products or services, you get people involved, they feel invested in it. Then when you make that offer, they're much more likely to buy. And I know that certainly happened with my diary last year, because people felt they'd been so involved in the conversation about what the diary was going to be like and what was going to be included and what the cover was going to look like, that when they were already saying, where can I buy? Where's the sales page? Where can I order my diary now? But do be aware of something really, really important. If you're going to start these social selling conversations, and I think you should be doing it regularly anyway, you need to bear in mind that just because you post something up on social media, particularly if you're new to a particular platform, it doesn't mean people are going to respond. You can't just put it there and leave it. So the way that algorithms work on most social media platforms is that when Facebook or Instagram or whatever platform it is, when it sees people are liking, commenting and sharing your posts, it will show it to more people, because it will go, okay, right, this piece of content is obviously important, so I'm going to show it to more people. But if you just post it and you don't actually make any effort to get anybody to comment or share, and you just expect people will come, then you're probably just going to hear the sound of crickets, particularly if you're new on a platform. Now, I get really good engagement, for example, on my Facebook page. I always get quite a few comments on everything that I post. But I often say to my team, I've just posted this up, go and leave a comment, will you? And that nudges the algorithm. It shows Facebook that my content is getting some engagement, and then it will show it to more people. I can't emphasize how much. I still do this and I get good, I would get interaction anyway. But particularly when you're first starting out, you have to go and get your friends or family. You have to twist people's arm. Please go and comment on this, or say to another business friend, I'll comment on your stuff, you comment on mine. It's just so, so important. You can't just put that content there and expect that people will come. You do need to do some work. And that might mean twisting a few arms, doing a few favors for your friends, and, you know, maybe helping each other out and commenting on each other's stuff. Sometimes people say to me, yeah, but doesn't that mean if I get my mum to comment on it or my friend, well, you know, doesn't that mean it's going to show, Facebook will show my content to the wrong people in the future? Well, you know, beggars can't be choosers. When you first get started on a platform, you just need some interaction. And half of it is, you know, like when you're in a meeting, you're in a crowded room and somebody asks a question and nobody wants to be the first to put their hand up. that can be a little bit what it's like on social media. So if somebody makes a comment, then other people are much more likely to comment. And if you're getting started on a platform or you're just reviving a platform that hasn't had much interaction, then sometimes people just need a bit of encouragement. They need to see other people posting. So it doesn't really matter if it's your mum or your sister to start off with, or your team. You just need some action on that particular post. Okay, so that's level one. I think you can manage level one, no problem. And I know that many of my clients, many people in my community are already creating level one type of social selling conversations, particularly people who've taken part in my Facebook engagement challenge, because that's one of the things that I teach in that challenge. But the thing is that if you want to get big results, you want to bring lots more clients and customers into your business, or you want to bring more money into your business, then you have to think bigger and you have to be a bit braver. So let's have a talk about level two content. So level two content might be creating a behind-the-scenes experience for prospective customers. So it's an opportunity to experience your product or service before they buy. So for example, with my membership community, the Love Marketing community, I know that it can be quite difficult for people to make a decision to join my community without really experiencing it, because if you can't see it, you can't feel it. And you can see my sales page, but unless you can actually experience and be part of it. So one of the things that I do, and actually it does make me feel a bit vulnerable to do it, I have to admit, is I have open days. So what I do is I invite people who are interested in joining my membership onto a Zoom call. And Zoom is a video conferencing software if you haven't used it before. I invite some of my existing members. Sometimes I have to offer them a bit of coaching and consulting. And they're normally really happy to oblige. But, you know, if people are giving up some time for me, I'll often say to them, look, I'll give you a bit of coaching and consulting so you can book some time in later. But I'll invite some of my existing clients to come along and take part in this open day. And basically, people can drop in. I'll show them the back end of the membership site. I'll show them what it looks like, show them some of the resources. I'll introduce some of the members and they can talk a little bit about their experience. They can answer questions. It's probably better coming from the members than me. And that does make me feel a bit vulnerable because I never quite know what the members are going to say. The other thing that I do, which is a little bit more vulnerable, which is behind the scenes, is sometimes I might open up my weekly office hours. In my membership community, I have a weekly office hour on a Wednesday afternoon. And sometimes I might open that up to non-members so they can experience what it's like and also meet some of the members. Sometimes if I'm holding a masterclass, I might open that one up. And if I'm delivering it, then I know what's coming. If it's a guest expert, I never 100% know what's coming. So it is a little bit vulnerable. It is a bit out of your comfort zone because you can't really control what's going to happen and what people are going to say. But it's a really, really effective way of helping people to experience your product or service before they buy it. So lots of different ways that you can do that. If you make products, then perhaps you can create videos or behind the scenes or do lives of you packaging things up. I know at Christmas time, I see lots of businesses, for example, who show footage of them packaging things up to send out and gift wrapping and that kind of thing, which can be really nice. But letting people inside your business and giving them a chance to experience your product or service in a kind of unique way that they wouldn't normally get to see can be a great level two type conversation. And what's really important, though, with this is that you do give people an opportunity to converse with you. So level two behind the scenes experience, you could create a video and post it on Instagram stories of you making your products. But actually, if you don't give an opportunity for people to interact with you and ask questions, then you're going to get minimal engagement. So try and think about how you can get people to talk back to you. By creating an open day is the perfect way to get people to talk back to me because they can't not talk back to me. If they turn up to a Zoom call, I'm going to ask them questions. I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves. I'm going to ask them if they've got any questions. So I can't help but make that happen. But it's probably not enough just to create a behind the scenes video of you gift wrapping your gifts to go out at Christmas or you sharing how you make your shawls or whatever it is that you do. You need to think about how can you actually get people to talk back to you. So can you ask them a question? Can you ask them to tell you whether they like, you know, maybe show some footage of you making product A and product B and get them to tell you which one they like the best, or ask them even, you know, what surprised you about the process or what surprised them about seeing you in action. So some way that you can get people to talk back to you, you're going to get much better engagement. Okay, so now we're getting really brave and we're going to talk about level three type activities. And to be honest, if you want to bring sales into your business, you want to get customers and clients and you want to do it fast, you really do need to go straight to level three. I think you should be doing level one activities, level two activities. I think you should be creating those kind of social selling conversations like all the time. But if you need to make money fast, then level three is where it's at. And it may well mean going a bit out of your comfort zone. If you're taking part live in the challenge, I'm really hoping that I'm going to see some of you be brave enough to have a go at a level three social selling conversation. But it really is what you need to do if you need to bring sales into your business fast. So the easiest way to do it is probably to host some kind of live event on Facebook Live, Instagram Live, maybe Zoom. People hate being sold to, but they absolutely love to buy. So if you can turn your sale into a fun event, then people will be much more likely to buy. Now, this is exactly what the handbag and accessory designer, Jem Hanley, did. She's in my membership. As I'm recording this, she's been hosting a week-long live sale of her handbags and her accessories. She's made it into a really fun event. I mean, it's just amazing to watch it. She's been doing it live. She's been doing a live show every day for 7 days, and people are just buying and buying and buying. Now, as I'm recording this, I'm actually about to record an interview with Jen later on, and I'm going to find out a little bit more about how that's impacted on her sales. But I know that she's brought more money into her business, I think, than she has done in months and months by hosting this live sale. So I'd really urge you, if you need to bring clients and customers in fast, you need to do something like that, something that's going to get attention and that's going to get, you know, engagement, excitement. Jen's, I need to get her to explain to me how it's all worked. But from what I can tell by watching some of these shows, people get a ticket, and if they want to buy something, they submit their ticket. I think they can, it's a kind of bid or auction setup or whatever. And she's just turned it into a fun event. I've seen footage of her, like, you know, she's really having fun on camera doing it. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, you know, that's not my personality. That's not how I work. I would find that excruciating. But two things, really. If you need to bring money into your business, I probably wouldn't create that kind of show. It probably wouldn't work for my personality, but there's other live type events that I could do, which are more in keeping with my personality. But I know that I can make the excuse that I find it uncomfortable or embarrassing or whatever. But the bottom line is, if I need to bring money into my business, then sometimes I'm going to have to step out of my comfort zone and do things that you know, challenge me a little bit, but do put me in the spotlight. So my challenge for you now is to create a piece of social selling conversation, to create a piece of content that is a social selling conversation. So I've given you three types. So the first type is level one. So that's just where you create a social media post where you invite people to get involved with your product or service. So you ask them, you know, whether they like this logo or that logo, or whether they would prefer you to make your diary with this cover or that cover. So you get some kind of conversation going about your product or services. Level two is when you create some kind of behind the scenes experience, but you make it interactive where people have to kind of interact and talk back to you. And level three is when you create some kind of live sale experience. So if you're taking part in the challenge live, you'll know that there are prizes to be had here. This is a competition. I'm going to be awarding prizes for people who make the most money during the challenge. As I'm recording this in advance, I haven't fully decided what the prizes are going to be. If you're taking part in the challenge, then get in the Facebook group or check your email, because you'll have more info on what the prizes are going to be. But really, really stretch yourself. The more that you can make money this week, the more that you're going to stretch yourself in terms of your business growth, but also you've got a chance to win some prizes as well. If you want some accountability, then get over into our Facebook group if you're taking part in the live challenge, and tell everybody what you're going to do. So if you do a level one social selling post, then get it in the Facebook group so we can see it. If you're planning a level two behind the scenes experience, then tell us about it in the group. If you're going to do a live sale, then do it. And one last thing I want to say to you, I can almost hear you saying, oh, well, I don't have time to create a level two social selling experience, a behind the scenes experience. I don't have time to do a live sale. That'll take me ages. I could literally get on to Facebook Live now and start a sale. I could finish this podcast recording, I could jot down a few notes of what I was selling, and I could just jump on a Facebook Live and I could start selling to people. You don't need to spend hours or days preparing this. You just need to have a clear offer to make, and you just need to have some ideas about how you're going to get that across. So I want to challenge you to really get out of your comfort zone here and get creative and get in the Facebook group if you're taking part in the live challenge. And, you know, you might be able to knock around some ideas together and come up with some innovative things that maybe you wouldn't have thought of on your own. That's what the idea of the challenge is all about. If you're listening to this as a one-off piece of content, as a standalone piece of content, then I'd also challenge you to do this activity and think about how you can try out a level one, level two, or level three social selling conversation, and do get in touch with me. Let me know kind of what kind of results you get. You can find me over on Twitter at Jan_Murray. You can find me on Instagram at JanMurrayUK, or you can find me on Facebook at JanetMurrayUK. So episode 297 was all about how to sell your products and services on social media. Episode 298 is about how to turn browsers into buyers.
You've just been listening to The Janet Murray Show. If you enjoyed the show, you can show your appreciation by leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more marketing tips that will help you make more money in your business.